we're back at it here on Evening Edition. In just a couple of minutes, we'll get into some international trips with teenagers with the brave Mike Cabral. He's Somerset's travel director. But first, let's talk transportation right here in the southernmost city with Chris Hamilton of Friends of Carfree Key West. Hey there, Chris. Welcome back to Evening Edition.
Hey, good evening, Nick.
One of the many places you make an impact here in Key West is an organization called Friends of Carfree Key West. Can you tell us a little bit about that organization, Chris?
Yeah, we started around COVID time, and it was just we were trying to coalesce people around biking, walking, and public transit, and using our downtown streets for people instead of cars. And so we advocate for those kind of things, and you can find us on Facebook, and you can find us on our Substack and our blog at friendsofcarfreekeywest.org.
And in all those locations, the big news this week deals with bus routes on Stock Island. Can you start a little historically? What have we had and what's changing?
Yeah, I can. So imagine that you live on Stock Island, right at Wreckers Cay, say. There's 240 units of workforce housing there. And you take the bus downtown to go to work. You've done this for years. You depend on that bus. You have your $25 pass. Your boss depends on you being at work. And now imagine it's just disappearing. And so many people live beyond the Cheryl Cates or Cow Key Bridge on Stock Island and up the Keys. Half of the city's workforce lives beyond that bridge. And so they do this because it's affordable. So if that bus disappears, which it seems like it's going to, it won't just happen to one person. We have hundreds of workers who live on Stock Island who depend on that, and they're the least people who can afford to have that bus pulled away. And for the last, since at least 2005, the city of Key West has funded bus service on both sides of Stock Island for all those years. So it's really a disturbance to see it going. And for those who don't know, because I'm always surprised at the number of people who don't know that the south side of Stock Island, where most of the people live, south of Route 1, is part of unincorporated Monroe County, right? Mm-hmm. And as part of the city's new budget in FY27, they proposed to do away with the two existing services that serve Stock Island. Those are the Key West Rides bus, the on-demand that you use your app to call, and the Workforce Express, which goes from Stock Island to downtown. And as part of a consolidation, they're going to have a whole new route. It's going to take a giant loop around the island of Key West and the city side of Stock Island, which is the hospital and the things on that side, the hospital and the college side, mm-hmm. if you will, the golf course side. And so that leaves all those residents on the south side out of bus service in the new fiscal year. And so that's kind of tragic. And it sort of fell through the cracks. The city and the county started talking in the spring about ways they could cooperate and coordinate. But the county didn't really catch it in time when the city proposed this new route in May. And so at their initial budget meeting in July, they didn't even address it. So the fix is that the city has told the county they can buy into this new island hopper and they'll serve the south side of Stock Island for $500,000 annually. So the county has budget hearings September 9th and 14th. And so the county would need to step up and fund that if the city doesn't. And it looks like, you know, the city has its own budget pressures and has decided that they're not going to serve the county portion unless the county steps up. And that's the first time in 20 years. So the money's the hard part, you know, and none of us can pretend that it's easy for either the city or the county to come up with new money. But if you recall, like just last year, the city and the county both cut services. The county cut the Conk Connect, which had been very popular and had been serving Stock Island, and they dismantled their entire transit department. And the city stopped the Duval Loop, and it isn't being resurrected in the new budget. And both the county and the city promised that they would look into new ways of funding public transit. And yet here we are 1 year later, and it looks like everybody on the south side of Stock Island will no longer have transit service. So all those workers, all those people who support downtown businesses just aren't going to have a way to get to work other than, you know, being car dependent and having to pay for a vehicle. So it's kind of important that people talk to their commissioners at the city and the county and advocate for them figuring this out.
Now we have a new city commission here in Key West. Do you think they'll be more sympathetic to these issues?
I do. You know, I've known Sam Kaufman since I have been on the island for 11 years, and he's always been very pro-transit and very pro-bike. And so that's good. And I think most of the commissioners do know that. The conundrum is no one has ever really seriously taken on the funding mechanism. Most cities around the country and even in Florida will have some sort of dedicated tax or, you know, a penny on the sales tax, or they'll dedicate all the parking revenue to transit to fund it. But the city's never done that. They've relied totally on one dedicated source of parking funding from the Grinnell Street garage that was built with transit dollars, and then state and federal grants. And so unless the county and the city get serious and start looking at TDC or tourist money or some sort of dedicated funding, these things are going to keep happening every year.
All right. Well, thanks for taking time out for us, Chris. We appreciate you getting the word out about getting our workers to work.
Thank you, Nick.
That was Chris Hamilton of Friends of Carfree Key West, sounding the alarm about the potential loss of busing for our workers in Stock Island.